You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the 2015 National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference, Kansas City, Missouri. Joining me at the table, two folks who know Rural and Small Town Mission very well from the Rural and Small Town Mission Office of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, out in Concordia, Missouri, the Reverend Todd Kohlbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Mission. Good morning, Pastor Kohlbaum.
Good morning, Andy.
And also joining us at the table, Amy Gertz, the Coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
You're all chipper and bright and ready to go. And always a lot of fun and a morning person at these conferences, but yet you keep going until like 9, 10 o'clock at night when things are still going at the conference. You both have so much energy, and I'm sure after the conference you're just going to be exhausted.
Yeah, but there's none left.
We're going to crash.
But there's so much energy at this conference. So many people gathered together for this conference for a number of things, networking, learning. What is the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference all about, Todd?
It's really about offering a sense of hope to congregations that are and oftentimes struggling, mm-hmm. and maybe looking for something that they can do that would make a difference in their communities, that they can do to revitalize in their congregations. And so you have, like you said, the networking, you have the opportunity to be with other practitioners of rural and small town mission and ministry. And so aside from all of the presentations, which are excellent, and mine withstanding, that they are fantastic practitioners that come in, you know, experts in their field. Aside from all of that, the opportunity just to be together and to know that we're taking this seriously because it's such a big deal. The ministry and mission of over half of the congregations in the LCMS is a big deal.
And that was what I was going to ask. How many people, how many pastors, lay leaders, just members of congregations are a part of this conference? Amy, how many folks do we have here who are attending the RSTM conference?
We have about 165 registered people here. Mm-hmm. I don't know about spouses and children that are along, but I do know quite a few people do have them with them.
And, you know, folks who just wander in.
Exactly. We do have some of those, I'm sure.
There are a lot of things to learn, to find in networking here at the conference. What are some of the topics that we're covering at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conferences here, Amy?
Okay, we've got everything from later life ministry, youth and confirmation options. Mm-hmm. We talk about congregational mergers and partnerships because we have so many small congregations that like to find ways how they can work with other congregations near them. We have active stewardship. We've got rural resources that you can learn about from Todd and I. There is Hispanic ministry, gospel seeds. There's opportunities to learn about ministry to the armed forces. And then we've also got some great Bible studies going on with Pastor Ken and Klaus. So it's really a wide variety of topics.
I think in the past, in the district level, I think we called these kitchen sink conferences, where there's a little bit of everything to help congregations realize that they have a lot of support and resources available to them and how to make the best use of them. Doing this on a national level to help them realize what's available to them from Synod and from fellow congregations who are in the same boat as well.
I really see it too. Kind of the neat thing for me is that it's the old rural model where if a farmer went down for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and everybody else chips in and gets his crop in, it's kind of like that you have this sense of we're in this together. So if I've got something that's working, I can share it with you. Mm-hmm. We're not so parochial and so territorial that we're not willing to help out and help each other succeed in the places where God has planted us.
That's certainly one of the benefits of coming together for this conference, is learning from one another too, those best practices from their experience out in the field. Who are the speakers? I think you mentioned Ken Klaus just a little bit. He's one of the speakers of the conference, right?
Correct. Yeah, he's our Bible study leader, and he'll be giving a presentation tonight at our banquet. And then Lucas Woodford, mm-hmm. is presenting today, another one of our plenary speakers.
Amy, what are
some of the looking at the
that's
list?
Okay.
That's okay. Chaplain Craig Marino is going to present, mm-hmm. to us on how can we serve both God and country today, mm-hmm. and sometimes that can, you know, cause us some conflicts, but he's going to talk to us about the great possibilities there. And then, of course, Pastor Kohlbaum is going to, he kicked us off yesterday with a great speech and presentation, and he's going to wrap it all up for us and send everybody off so that they can go back into the mission fields in their backyards and how they can serve there.
And another key part of this conference, when we come together, is we gather around God's Word. We joined together in worship last night. The Reverend Bart Day leading us in opening worship last night. That was a great way to start things off as well, and very encouraging and uplifting.
And we like to do that. If one of the biggest issues we have is we get so busy and and scattered that we fail to really be in God's Word, especially be fed as leaders of congregations. So it's nice to be able to do that, to sit back and to be fed. And that's the way we close the conference too. Reverend Carlos Hernandez will be closing us in worship as well. So we like to bookend it in that way.
Tell us a little bit about Pastor Hernandez in the area in which he serves.
Well, he's got a lot of hats.
That's true.
With Hispanic ministry, and he'll be talking about that today, but he also has talked about gospel seeds, where they go out and really in a non-threatening way, just do something that really Amy and I talk to a lot about. It's a tool to be able to use to engage a community, to go out into the community and find out, you know, what's going on, what's the pulse of the community. So that's really an exciting thing. We talk a lot about that in our Engaging Your Community emphases, but that's a good tool to be able to do that.
And one of the unique things that Pastor Hernandez brings is experience and knowledge and wisdom about Hispanic ministry.
Exactly.
And sometimes we forget that rural and small town congregations may be in communities where there is a large Hispanic population. How do we engage that community who may not be familiar with, or they might be very familiar with who Lutherans are, but he brings a lot of knowledge and wisdom to that conversation.
Absolutely. And just an awareness that there are ethnic ministries to be had in rural and small town areas, and we need to take advantage of that.
What are, I'm sure, Amy, in the Rural and Small Town Mission office here in central Missouri, out in the beautiful part of Missouri, you probably get questions from time to time in the office. What are some of the questions you get, maybe questions asking for support, or how do we do this, how do we do that? What are some of those questions, and how do you respond to them?
Actually, I spent a little bit of time yesterday talking about this. We offer a lot of resources, but a majority of what I do is sharing what we learn from other rural and small town congregations. And we do that through our newsletter and through the webinars we offer every month that are a free resource for congregations. We offer them on Thursdays, once a month, and we post that on our website, lcms.org/rural and small town mission. I'm sorry, RSTM. Abbreviation there. I got carried away.
Yeah, sure. lcms.org/RSTM.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then, we will archive both of those so that you can go back and find them later, find what topic you're looking for, and you can either watch the webinar or you can read the newsletter and use that to maybe tweak it for something that works for you. People will frequently call me and say, I'm looking for something to do on, say, fair outreach. What can we do at our local fair? And I can direct them to both a newsletter topic and a webinar that we've done on those things so that they can use those to help them get started. Or I can say, you know, we know a congregation in Nebraska who has done some great outreach that way. Would you like to talk to that pastor? And I can see if I can get him in touch with him.
Help him make those.
So those things can be very helpful. Sometimes I get things like, do you have any copies of dual and triple parish agreements? And I can send those out to you as just a template so that they can get started on how to make those partnerships happen between them.
Mm-hmm. Todd, what are some of the questions that you get from time to time?
Well, mostly we get, I personally get a lot of questions on kind of practical things, practice things. How do I do this if we're doing confirmation and we've only got a couple of kids? You know, what do we do with that?
And, enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Merry Christmas. At least you've got two. That's fantastic. Rejoice. And so really, it's a lot of times it's kind of interesting. Most people that call really do have an idea of what they should do. They're almost in a way looking for permission to go ahead and do it, which is kind of interesting because they'll call up and say, well, I was thinking about doing this. And go for it.
You
that
have my blessing.
Great. You know, I think, and maybe I'll give you a couple of hints that I've seen somewhere in the synod that somebody's doing. But there's some great ideas out there, and there's so many good people serving in rural and small town. We just need to encourage them to be bold.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I would say another thing we frequently get calls about is how do we have one of your events near us, perhaps one of the Engaging Your Community events. Mm-hmm. And we have a very set way that we do that. So we will send them information and get in contact with their district office. And we let them know, you know, what's going to happen, how that can maybe happen. Or we let them know if one is happening near them. We direct them to our mm-hmm. calendar. So we're happy to field all those types of questions.
We are at this year, and for the last couple of years, the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference has been at the Kansas City Airport Marriott Hotel. Now, when you think Rural and Small Town Mission, and then you say Kansas City, do those go together?
I think so. Of course, Kansas City was historically, you know, what city are they singing about in Oklahoma, right? I went to Kansas City mm-hmm. on a Friday. But actually, where we're at the Kansas City Airport Marriott, we're closer to Platte City, Missouri, which is a small True. Town. We mm-hmm. are out in the country right here. But the beauty of being able to be here is people can fly into the airport in a hop, skip, and a jump. They're at our conference. So
sure.
we really need to find the best of both worlds, where we still have that touch of the country, but have the amenities mm-hmm. of being in a larger place, because we need to be able to get folks in.
Sure, accessibility.
Right.
Right. It's conveniently located by the airport here, and one of the affordable places to fly in the country, too. And when you're thinking about affordability, so coming to this conference here in the Midwest, beautiful part of the country this time of year, leaves are changing, and you're right, it is kind of a quiet part. It's outside of the city.
Right.
And the quiet part, except for the planes, but they're not too bad.
You don't even notice them too much.
Not really. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are you? We have just about 2 minutes left. What are you both looking forward to today and throughout the rest of the conference, Amy?
I think probably my favorite part of every conference is the opportunity to talk to the different people who are here and hear what they're doing in their areas, so
sure.
that I can actually gather more ideas to pass on to people for the next year. And then also just to make those new friendships, because then the next year we come back and we get to see them again, and you just cannot beat those personal relationships.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, so, and to be able to reach out with those new relationships into the districts and partner with different districts,
yes.
and go out and bring some of what we're doing here mm-hmm. out to the people in the field.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for spending some time with me. I know you have responsibilities to get to this morning to keep the conference going. You're doing a great job. Always have a lot of fun at this conference, too, getting to network with so many people and have the time to learn about what's going on in their parishes and their ministries around the country. Thanks for your great work here with the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. Amy Gertz, coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission in the LCMS, thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you.
The Reverend Todd Kohlbaum, director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the LCMS, thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading, and today we're going to study with Pastor Patrick Niles from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hilbert, Wisconsin. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 23 this morning, verses 13 through 39. Hope you can join us for that and morning prayer. And don't forget, it's Friday. We'll have Creation Club with Pastor Worth as well during the 8 o'clock hour, right around the end of the hour. Morning prayer coming up during the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Andy Bates, broadcasting live from the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.